Hi, nice to see you here in the herbal garden. Well, for you and me, it's a garden. But for Shrinking Violet and Billy Bee, it's the herbal forest. Violet and Billy are best friends and often go on adventures together. Will you join them? Hey, fire finished, we can go, calls Billy. Oh, great, Billy, let's go to the fairy stools. Maybe we'll see fairies today. I would love to meet them, says Violet. Fairy stools? Which ones are those again? Billy scratches its head. Is that the one with the tall stem? Red flower with the black-yellow center? No way, Violet laughs. That's a poppy. The fairy stools are the flowers of that giant plant with all those flowers below each other. Sometimes they are white. Often they are purple. And did you know, the fairies also gave the flowers magical powers to thank them for being able to use them as stools. Animals, especially foxes, that put on the flowers as gloves, can talk to each other with their minds. Cool, right? And that's why the two legs call fairy stools foxglove. Oh yes, I remember now. I'll just look above the forest so I can see where they are. Billy flies up and looks around. Fie, we have to go that way. Along the way, they encounter a group of very cheerful little flowers. Yellow bulbs with white petals. Oh, look, Violet, how cute! They're like little umbrellas with bowler heads. Billy flies towards the flowers. The scent is good, too. Come on over and smell them. Billy, don't. That's chamomile. It makes you fall asleep, calls Violet. Too late. Billy is already snoring. Violet gives Billy a nudge. Billy, wake up. Meanwhile, the scent of chamomile also wafts into her nose. Billy, come. We were going to the fairy stools. Uh-oh. Violet has also fallen asleep. Now what? Sometime later, Billy turns around.
Want to sleep a little longer, Mum. Don't want to get up yet.
Eye half open. But wait a minute. This isn't a bed. And who's that over there? Violet?
Huh? Oh, right. They were on their way to the fairy stools.
But what are they doing here?
Fie, what happened?
Violet wakes up and looks around.
We fell asleep because of the chamomile. I tried to wake you, Billy. Now we probably miss the fairies, but I would still really like to go there.
Not today, says Billy, disappointed.
It's late. We have to go home. Just look at the marigolds. They are already closing.
That's true. Another name for marigold is calendula, which means little clock. And that's because the flower petals close as the sun sets.
Yeah, I can see that too, but it makes me sad.
Violet looks glum.
Next time we'll take a different path, Billy. No more passing by the chamomile, so we won't fall asleep anymore.
And off they go, on their way home. A new day will come, and maybe with new adventures. See you next time!